creation.
Heart of the community.
The next idea.
It doesn't always look like the dots connect, but they do.
What is more welcoming to visitors of all ages than a hands-on science museum? Instead of peeking at exhibits behind glass or behind velvet ropes, visitors are encouraged to touch, to play, to experience. Our latest contributor to The Next Idea believes museums can play a huge role in getting more young people revved up about science and technology, and that is a key to Michigan's future. Tom Dietz is the project director of Innovation 5. It's a new project at Impression 5 Science Center in Lansing. Good to have you with us.
Thank you, Cynthia.
Give us a sense what truly excites you about museums.
I'm thrilled to watch young people get excited themselves. It's just the energy that you get when you bring a child into that environment and you begin to see them interact with scientific concepts and just spend an hour in front of an exhibit, just working it over and over again because you've hit something very deep in them, something that they didn't know they loved. And now they say, yes, I do love this.
You can see the light bulbs going
on.
Yeah,
that's right. It's fabulous.
What roles do you think museums can play in communities?
Well, I think they're very important. And the hands-on science museum movement itself is a relatively new one. It's been growing over the years. I think we're all familiar with Ann Arbor's Hands-on mm-hmm. Science Museum across the United States. There are many great ones, the Exploratorium being one of the most well-known. I don't think most people realize that it's now a worldwide movement and that museums I've visited in places like Chile and Australia have really excellent hands-on science museums that are modeled on what we've been doing in the United States for the last 20 to 30 years.
And we're also seeing traditional museums incorporate hands-on things. I'm thinking of a recent visit with our grandkids to the Museum of Science and Industry in Chicago. Mm. And there was a whole area that had all kinds of interactive stuff that probably had not been there 25 years ago, if not even more recently.
Absolutely. And I think it's a recognition across virtually the entire museum community that active learning, where visitors are responsible for their own learning, is a key to engaging them and really educating and entertaining them, frankly.
But in your essay for The Next Idea, you point to a clear trend that you say folks in the museum business are acutely aware of, and that's the fact that parents will bring the kids when they're little, and then when you talk to them, they go, well, we went when they were little, but you see the kids kind of drop off after 10 or 11 years old. Why do you think that is?
I wish I knew the answer. I'm hoping to find maybe an alternative. That's sort of the goal of this project, to try and keep them engaged as they age a bit. And I think it's partly that if we can get a child to spend 15 or 20 minutes at an exhibit in a hands-on science museum, we consider that a really great success. But we need to get to the next level. If you're 13, 14, 15, 20 minutes in front of an exhibit, that's not the kind of engagement that you're ready for. You need deeper, more long-lasting, sustainable engagement. And we want to build that as we go forward.
And that's the idea behind the Innovation 5 project that you're directing now at Lansing's Impression 5 Science Center. And it is something you hope will hook those kids and keep them coming back and through the years as teenagers and adults. You're incorporating a maker space into mm-hmm. the museum. Can you explain to us what a maker space is?
Sure. I think one simple way of looking at it is it's the neighborhood garage where everybody can go and use the tools. But instead of somebody's garage down the street, it's a facility in a community. And those facilities are frequently very community-oriented. They can be for-profit, they can be non-profit, they can be associated with a different institution. But the goal is to be able to allow people to come into a space where tools are available, a variety of tools from the basics of a sewing machine or a saw up to a 3D printer or a laser cutter. And training, access, and safety issues are taken care of. You can come in and learn and use these tools to do anything you want, whatever strikes your fancy.
What kind of technology do you plan to have at Innovation 5?
Oh, we're going to have a pretty complete set here. One of the things people don't realize is most hands-on science museums are already makerspaces in the sense that we have an exhibit shop, and we build exhibits all the time in there. We're testing and prototyping, which is what a makerspace is for. So we have the basics already. We're going to move that into a more 21st century technology. We'll add computer-aided design. We'll add laser printers. We'll add 3D printers, which are a huge technology that kids just and adults, once they realize what you can do with it, they just are fascinated by it, and we think that that's going to be a major draw. We already have gotten a grant for, we have four 3D printers coming in shortly to start beginning that part of the process.
And I wondered about funding and, mm-hmm. and the expense of putting something like this together for a museum.
Yeah, well, Impression 5 has been very successful in recent years at really reinventing ourselves, and we have just completed a major expansion of the building using private funding, particularly from the Dart Foundation. And this project, we have gotten very positive feedback from a number of groups, and we're in, let's call it, productive discussions with funders, although we're still looking for mm-hmm. a little more money along the way. This will be involve quite a bit of square footage. We're actually going to build a new entrance that will be for the makerspace so that people from the community don't necessarily have to come into the museum to be a part of the makerspace.
But being part of the makerspace makes them a part of the museum.
Right. And kids who come into the museum will see and be a part of the makerspace from the museum side. Now, they won't be able to go in and start running the laser printers and the laser cutters and all those kinds of things. They will be coming in to do age-appropriate programming. But they will see and, we hope, interact with the projects that are going on in the community side. And that, we hope, will excite them to become more engaged.
What kind of things would people be doing? Because
I talked to my brother about this, who happens to be a surfer. And he said, you know, I've always wanted to build a new way to attach the skeg to the bottom of a surfboard so you could get it out and put a new one in quickly without using tools, because that would be very convenient for surfers. But I need to build a prototype. And so, you know, one conversation, one brother, that's all I've got.
Yeah.
He's got an idea. He wants to get in our space and build this thing.
And for teens, let's say, who come in and get the training so they know how to do it safely, what kinds of things are you thinking for those young folks?
Oh, you can there's some very easy examples. Are there many, many robotics competitions going on now? Mm. Science Olympiad, which is a very big thing in Michigan, and this involves a lot of building projects. It'd be great to get kids to engage in our facility to build for their school team a trebuchet or whatever tool they need to compete. And that would give them the ability to really take those projects to the next level.
And in your essay for the next idea, you talk about the potential for something like this for other museums in Michigan. And I get the sense you feel this could be sustaining, that this could be as key as the gift shop is to a museum. Bottom line.
Yeah, I think that's entirely possible. There are a number of places, that, including Ann Arbor, where there are for-profit makerspaces. So these spaces can be not only self-sustaining, but they can actually generate revenue. If you look at this from a business point of view, if I were to discuss this project with a business person, and I said, if you had a store and I could promise that I would give you 100,000 visitors walking by your door, all of whom are interested in your product every year, would you think you could build a business on that? Yes, you could build a business on that.
And looking to the future, what would you hope could happen from these kids who get engaged at an early age and then have a place to come and play and explore and grow as teenagers, and then when they're going into their choices of careers?
One of the things, I work in workforce development as well, and one of the things we hear from manufacturers and companies all over the state and all over the nation is, our kids don't have the hands. We don't have that hands-on background. In my own experience in laboratories, I know the kids who come in who have had a chance to manipulate things and change them and build and adjust, compared to the kids who come in and take a piece of scientific equipment and trash it because they just don't have the background. So we want to give them that background, whether they're going to academia and an advanced degree, or whether they want to do what I think is a very important trend these days, the 2-year degree in a technical field to get a decent job in our advanced manufacturing industries in the state.
Certainly something we're hearing from our governor.
That's right.
What's your timeline? When do you hope to have Innovation 5 up and running?
Well, we'd love to have it very soon. We're, I'm hoping probably, you're going to put me on the spot here,
yeah.
Probably in the first of next year, we should have something meaningful going. We're in good negotiations right now, as I say. We do need funding, but we've had such good feedback. We're pretty confident at this point.
Tom Dietz directs the Innovation 5 project coming to Impressions 5 Science Center in Lansing. You can find his essay at the Next Idea page at michiganradio.org. And then go ahead, share your thoughts and your ideas on how museums can become more engaged in their communities. Just go to the comments section under Tom's essay, or go to Michigan Radio's Facebook page, or as always, on Twitter, @NextIdeaMI. Tom Dietz, thank you so much.
Thank you, Cynthia.